Zulu Nation, get yo, get funky. Yeah, just hit me. Just taste the funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. That body just getting so funky and hit me. Yeah, just hit me.
It's time to chase your dreams. How about the seats? Make your body.
You ain't lost. You ain't lost.
Ladies,
what's the Alexander Taylor Show, baby?
Yeah, come play
the game.
Y'all know how I gotta start. I gotta get hype in this joint. It's been a minute, you know what I'm saying? Where the vibes at? Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let's switch it up a bit.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Boy, it's so good to be back in this month. Ooh, yeah, man.
If you give to me,
I've been gone for a minute, but I'm right back in it.
If you give
with Dolo today, solo Dolo.
It's
been like a month or two. I don't know. It's been a while since I've been by myself. You know what I'm saying? I keep saying I'm gonna do this. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna stop having so much guests, but I don't know. Niggas be hitting me up. People be hitting me up like, bro, let me come on, bro. We gonna get on the podcast. Let me get on the podcast. I'm like, all right, bro, come on. But the people want to hear me, big dog.
So much to me.
They want to hear me talk, big dog.
Just a little bit of filler. It will mean a whole lot to me. You give to me just a touch of your love. It will do me.
And their hater show.
That's a lot of things to me, but just a little bit of your love.
My fault, I couldn't find a gunshot. Thought something happened to it. That always sucks when the gunshot not loud enough. Hold on. I promise I'm about to get started. I gotta get the vibe. Right. I gotta get the vibe right.
But a touch of.
Hold on. Yup. It's the vibe right here, baby. This you tell. Tell Charlie, come over here. Take them clothes off. You know what's finna go down. We finna get freaky. We finna get nasty. The beat ain't even dropped yet. Wait a minute, bro.
I'd rather be with you, yeah.
And their Alex and their Taylor show.
Yeah, I'd rather be with you. Yeah. Turn that beat back up, boy. What do you say? Yeah, I'd rather be with you. I'd rather be with you
until I'm through.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm in the new mic today.
Until that day, we'll fly away.
That just means the disrespect gonna be way more clear. Oh my God.
In the early sun.
That mean all the cuss words, all the shit I be saying gonna be so much more clear. Oh.
I'd rather be with you.
Yeah.
Somebody text my phone while I'm. I promise I'm gonna get started, but boy, this gotta rock!
Yeah!
I'm just saying. I mean, every cuss word, every time I'm violating and disrespecting somebody, it's just gonna be a tad more clear. Oh my God.
I wanna be your friend, not now and then, but until the end.
All right, we gotta start it off for real. Hold on. I'm done after this. Don't skip! We gotta start off, you know what I'm saying? We gotta.
Yeah, super cool. See, y'all did herself. Not the course.
built. Get to splashing with these medals like I'm Michael Phelps. Get out with this white bitch, nigga, help. Candle wax on my shoes like they finna melt. A lot of lame niggas here, I removed myself. 20 guns in this bitch, I got a tool myself.
So far, I had to tip my hat.
Told her I ain't wanna fuck if she ain't getting no wax. Trading bitches with the homies, let me
get her back.
Facing woods, tell I'm faded, I don't hit no black. $6,000 fit, this shit don't match. Told him bring a butter cake, I ain't full enough. I just told her. Ain't good enough.
Ain't
nigga say he hit my bitch. Yeah, you couldn't. You been rapping all your life and you shouldn't have.
Yeah,
tax a nigga for a feature, then I stood him
never
up.
Did it.
I give credit where it's due. Yeah, she did it.
What's next, boy? One more time. One more. I promise one more. Don't skip. Hold on.
Ace, when your name is.
Hold on.
You can never walk in.
When I shoes and I mean it.
The DA ain't wanna
fight me at the trial, cause I beat him. All 12 jewels, not guilty, nigga beat it.
After that, I told her, bitch, we
seeing different people.
I just pulled a 12, now I'm seeing different people. I just smoked a
2020,
nigga, what he said. Drop it on the floor just to see who really need it.
Hold on.
Someone get the cameras,
bitch, I got a 20
pieces. I just bought some shit that'll
fuck over your
weekend. I be with some niggas doing shit
I cannot speak on.
See these gold bottles,
they don't even know the meaning.
I be with some niggas doing shit I cannot speak on.
They did wanna fight me at the trial, cause I beat them. All 12 jurors not guilty, nigga, beat it.
Someone
get the camera, bitch.
I got 20 pieces. Niggas always talking about some shit that they don't know about. That's why we outside.
Let me stop there, bro. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know where we at in the building. I told y'all I was going to get started. About 6 minutes in. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Alexander Taylor Show. I am
Alexander
Taylor himself. Let me make some gunshots in that beat.
Their Taylor Show.
Look, man, I gotta hit that drop so much times because I want people to understand who they messing with, who they talking to. I want this people to understand who on the mic today. I want people to understand it's the Alexander Taylor Show. It may not be the one and the only, because I may not be the only one on this God green earth to be Alexander Taylor, but goddamn, I'm the most important one. I'm the one that got the most skill on this mic. You know what I'm talking about? Matter of fact, I'm the only soul on 2 feet that got the skill on this mic. Ain't nobody fucking with me, bro. I shouldn't even start off the show like that, but you know what? I'm starting off like that. Because look, I'm just keeping a buck with you niggas. If you talk on a microphone, you might as well stop. But we're not going to get to that right now. I'm just trying to tell people the facts. Because ain't nobody sitting there alone on the mic like me. Who can do it? Nada, nobody. Nobody can talk they shit like me. Don't nobody got the drop side. Ain't nobody got these drops.
Are you dumb?
Fuck is you talking about?
Are you dumb?
What?
What?
Huh?
What?
What the fuck, man? All right, we got a lot to get to, bro. I've been gone for a minute, but I'm right back in. Like I said, it's just been so long since I've been here on the microphone alone. It's so odd. Don't know what to do. Don't know who to talk to. I'm going to talk to myself, goddammit. All right, well, what was the first thing I was going to get to? All right, so my brother and my sister-in-law went to Florida for their honeymoon. He asked me to go pick him up from Dallas. So I can do that. That's no problem. I had 100 miles per hour, whole way, not tripping, easy money. Flights get delayed, weather bad, stuff happens, don't care, whatever. I said, hey, to Allison, might as well go watch a movie while we wait, because, you know, it's going to take a minute. She said, yeah, let's go watch Fast 9. I said, go watch Fast what? She said, let's go watch Fast 9. Okay, we can go watch that goddamn movie. I'll give it a chance. I'm sitting there in that goddamn movie. I'm like, all right, this ain't too bad. The next thing, though, some dumb shit happened. And I'm sitting there contemplating my life again. And I'm sitting there wondering, would it be that much waste of money just to walk out this goddamn theater? I mean, it is just goddamn unbelievable. It's unbelievable how they took, and I've said this like 4 times now, but I keep saying it because I watch Fast 9, so I'm up to speed on what's going on. And I'm up to speed on the more of dumb shit they're doing. How do you go from racing cars to magnetic goddamn big trucks and goddamn jets and shit? How? I want to know, personally, I want to meet the writers of this movie, the producers, directors. I want an explanation. A full-on, I need an explanation. In MLA format, I want to figure out and I want to dissect, and I want to understand and comprehend, how do you go from, we line up, they say go, and we race, to jets, magnetic vehicles, and going out of space? I want to know how you get to that. That's a far jump. That's a far reach. I want to know how you get there. The creative ability, I give them that because it's creative as hell. The creative ability to say, let's take this movie called Fast and Furious with cars on a goddamn, what the hell am I thinking of? I don't want to say movie cover, but yeah, I guess the cover and the promotion, there's cars on there. I mean, from what I've seen. It's about vehicles, supposed to be. And next thing you know, we out of space. And at that, they got two niggas out of space. Now you may ask, what did the color of their skin got to do with it? I'm going to ask you, when have you seen two African Americans out of space? I want to know. Someone tell me. I may not be informed on what NASA doing, but I'm telling you, I put a lot of money on it. And I ain't got a lot of money right now, but I put a lot of money on it if I could. That there's not been two African Americans out of space, and they damn sure didn't look like Ludacris or Tyrese. I put money on it. And it begs the question, what the hell is Ludacris doing? This man was a rapper, respectable, certified rapper. Now I'm seeing him in Fast 9 and shit, and I'm just like, I don't even know if we can respect him anymore. I don't. I'm sorry, I don't. You could say it happened, but like, I was thinking about that with The Rock, but I was like, you know, The Rock is just different. The Rock, like, surpassed stardom. I don't know, like, something about WWE and The Rock, and then he started doing movies back then, too. So he kind of solidifies the actor. The only movie I didn't see Ludacris in is this damn movie, and another movie I cannot think of off the top of my damn head. But no matter what, the main movie you're going to associate with him is goddamn Fast and Furious. So the problem is, how do you go from making music, rap music, and then you in Fast 9 is like a damn nerd, a tech nerd and shit. Like, what the fuck going on there? Then they got Tyrese in this bitch. I don't know, bro. I'm giving up. I thought I gave up, but look, I had nothing to do. I had nothing to do, people. I just said, fuck it, I'll go to the movie. I just can't believe I seen two niggas out of space. Then they talking about, they got him in the movie waving, and then I think it's like China, somebody got somebody, like it's another country, I believe, I don't know. I'm just making an assumption because they're speaking a different language. They're like, oh, there's two people. And then I'm like, ain't no, nigga, if I see, come on, bro. If you out of space, I know there's protocol to this. I know it's a movie, so we got to be, you know, hypothetical. Like, it ain't real. We got to be, you know, kind of fake, obviously. You can't be so, you know, realistic with it. But I'm like, nigga, if you out of space, if there's two African Americans out of space, I don't give a damn what country it is. They're not bringing them back here. Damn sure not bringing them back here. Come on now. Let's be honest here. Not only are they not taking no human life from outer space or no aliens back here, they damn sure ain't taking no two African Americans. I'm just being honest. Somehow they magically back. How the hell? They don't make no sense. People don't even understand. They took a goddamn car, shot that bitch off a plane. It had like a little big jet on the back of it. Rocket. They had a big rocket on the car. It's on the plane. And it goes and it just shoots off. And then they go up into outer space. Creativity, man. That is some creativity right there. You talk about creativity. Oh, my. Cannot believe that shit. All right, moving on. Not moving on, actually. Still with the same story. So after the movie, was it after or before? I don't remember. One of them, before or after, don't matter. Allison says, I want you to try In-N-Out. I said, goddamn, this is a day to try things, boy. This is a great day. We ain't got nothing to do, might as well. Go to In-N-Out. I'm expecting some big menu. It's goddamn tiny-ass menu, like four items. All right. Never been in and out. Everybody hype it up. Confused why there's three items on the menu. But hey, whatever. He talking about what you want. I almost said, nigga, look at the menu. You probably tell me what I want. Fuck. Ain't nothing on the menu. But a goddamn burger and fries, shake, and what? Some fries. Some chili cheese fries, something. I don't know what the hell there was. I'm like, nigga, you're over talking about what you want. Nigga, you should know everybody order when they come in. Nigga, look at your menu yourself. You got one, two, and three. What the fuck? Anyways, that's neither here or there. So, order for food, get the food, get my drink, kind of excited. Like, ooh, everybody hyped us up, talking about comparing to Whataburger and goddamn all these burger places. And they're like, in and out, in and out, in and out. Guess what? I was in and out. I was in that bitch. I was right out. Threw away damn near my whole meal. Even the drink didn't taste that right. Who the hell, why the hell, and who the fuck made this a restaurant? Why did it become a thing? Why do people say it's good? The fries, bland as shit, no seasoning. Tastes like, I don't know what the, I can't even compare what the fries tasted like. The fries just tasted like plain ass. Imagine eating ass plain. It was just gross and disgusting. It really pissed me off. That's a waste of money, for one. And on top of that, I cannot believe people say this place is good. Niggas be driving to Texas to go eat that shit. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm sitting there thinking, how the hell you drive 4 hours on purpose to go eat In-N-Out? I'd rather go eat McDonald's hamburger, nigga. Three days old hamburger. Oh, shit. Nigga coughing. Nigga probably still sick from that goddamn In-N-Out. Shit fucked up my whole goddamn system. Fuck. Anyways. Next time I see someone talk about In-N-Out, I'm reporting the account and I'm calling the police and I put down everything I got on my mama. If I see you eat, I don't care who you is. I don't care what you think. I don't care what your food palate is like or what you think it's like. I don't care how advanced you think your food eating skill. I don't give a damn how much food you ate. I don't give a damn how much you didn't travel the country, ate a bunch of food. I don't care. If I see you eating In-N-Out, I'm reporting your account, I'm calling the police, and I'm gonna say this person is losing their mind. I don't care. That food is gross. That's disgusting. How the hell people drive on purpose to Dallas or to Texas, I should say, and they say, oh my gosh, I'm going to In-N-Out. What? Why? For what?
Are you dumb?
For what?
What?
In-N-Out?
What?
That shit gross.
What?
That shit nasty.
What?
That shit pathetic.
What?
Dry?
What?
No seasoning?
What?
Plain as hell?
What?
No flavor?
What?
That shit gross. Shit made me mad. People be overhyping shit just to do it. Because everybody else, you know, it's just clout. I don't know. But I'm like, how does this place even got clout? There's no goddamn, like, real good reason for it to even have clout. This shit is gross. The only one thing I thought, I was like, maybe it's the nostalgia eating it. Maybe it's like, because it has an old classic 90s, 80s look or whatever. And the workers dressed all old school and shit. I'm like, nigga, that's not enough for me to come eat this dry ass burger and these no seasoned ass fries. The fuck?
Are you dumb?
Fuck? What? Fuck is you talking about? Shit. And I'm sorry if you like In-N-Out and you listen to this. But if you do listen to this, you like In-N-Out, this is your time to question your mental stability. It really is. And I'm being dead serious. It's your time to question your mental stability. It's time to question your food palate. Because I'm the most pickiest eater ever. I really am. And then this may be part of it, but shit, that shit gross. I don't care what a nigga tell me. That shit gross. Just thinking about the food make me want to throw up. Projectile. Ugh. Throw up everywhere. Fuck wrong with a nigga. I'm going in and out. That shit went in my mouth, out my goddamn asshole as soon as possible. That shit was gross. The fuck wrong with these niggas? Talking about some fucking in and out. That shit unbelievable. Niggas gonna compare it to Whataburger. Fuck.
What?
Fuck wrong with that nigga? Imagine what? Never mind, bro. I'm gonna stop. Nigga, wake up in the morning and say, in and out sound good today. Huh?
Are you dumb?
Excuse me? Look, nigga, if I have a kid and that nigga want to go in and out, or he or she want to go in and out, I'm going to say, you about to be in and out your life, nigga. Fuck wrong with you? I'm going to drop your ass off somewhere and not picking you back up. That shit dog food. That's some shit. That's some shit you get to feed your fucking dogs or something. You know what I mean? You know you get some shitty ass food you just feed your dog. Like, fuck. I mean, I don't do that. But like if you eat some bad, like, let me say, if you eat some food you dislike and you just like, fuck, I'm just going to give it to my dog. It's that gross. I don't want to waste it, but I'm just going to give it to my dog. That's the type of shit you like, in and out, that type of shit. And I got the whole experience. I got a milkshake too. And I'm sitting there sipping on the milkshake. This shit is gross. I mean, y'all ain't got one fucking thing in here that's worth eating. And that really bothered me. I ain't got not shit on the menu. Niggas ain't got no chicken strips, nothing. These niggas got burgers and fries. What the fuck type of, how you gonna compare that to Whataburger, nigga? Whataburger menu by long as shit. Them niggas got biscuits, cinnamon rolls, cookies, goddamn burgers, chicken strips. I mean, you can go down the line at Whataburger. You can order all kind of shit. You walk in and out, that bitch got 1, 2, and 3. And maybe 4, if I'm incorrect. But there ain't a lot to order on that goddamn menu. It amazes me they got niggas working there. You can have a machine do that shit. Nigga really look me in my eyes and ask me, what do you want? And I'm sitting there looking at that nigga like, fuck you mean, what do I want? What do you got, nigga? You got burgers and fries, nigga. What do people come in here order, nigga? I bet you could guess right now. What the fuck, nigga? Oh, my God, nigga. All right, I'm done with that shit. Oh, my God, nigga. That shit pissed me off. Niggas don't understand. That pissed me off more than the movie. I'm not lying. Fast 9 was, like I said, the production value of Fast 9, great. But the creativity and the writing of that shit is god-awful. But it's just the craziness that go on. It just keeps you tuned in. Like, what the fuck going to happen next? It did still make me want to walk out. But just In-N-Out is fucking gross. And that just ruined my goddamn day thinking about it again. You know how wish you could uneat some shit? Like, the fuck, nigga? I almost went up there saying, get my money back, nigga. Fuck wrong with you? Look at that trash can. Bitch, I threw away my whole meal. You might as well give me my money back, nigga. I don't give a fuck how. $8, $9, bitch. Come on, bro. That's gross. Fuck wrong with you niggas. All right. Plus, on top of that, all right, I need to stop. I really do, but I cannot stop on this fucking. I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the thing, like, how they hire niggas? Like, what the cook do? The nigga ain't seasoning nothing. The nigga ain't doing nothing. The fuck? Oh, my God. Dry ass food. Fuck. All right, bro. Let's move on for real. Because I can go on this shit all day. Whew. All right. You're only going to get this here, bro.
Alex and their Taylor Show.
Type of content here. I promise you won't get in no word, motherfucker.
Alex and
their
Taylor Show.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Okay, so moving on. I thought, interesting story. My account got suspended over this. By the way, Twitter, fuck you. Eat ass, eat dick, eat anything you can eat. Fuck you, Twitter, for fucking suspending my account. Twitter suspended my account at least 3 or 4 times now. They have suspended my account and they just won't fucking stop suspending my account. I don't know why. I mean, yeah, I'm tweeting shit that may not be the best, but like, who are you to suspend my account? Like, yeah, it's your app and your company. I don't give a damn. I don't care. Because at the end of the day, it's like, look, I understand maybe suspending like celebrities and people was popular and shit. I got 500 followers. Ain't nobody seeing what I'm saying. Don't nobody care. Why are you suspending my account? And this really got me into the censorship conversation, excuse me. I'm not for that at all. I should be able to tweet any goddamn celebrity, anybody the fuck I want, say what the fuck I want. I don't give a damn. I'm an adult taxpaying citizen. If I want to say fuck you to any goddamn president or any celebrity, basketball player, whatever, I should be able to do that. I don't give a damn. Nobody tell me. As long as I ain't saying nothing, you know, wishing death or something, what's the problem? Now, that's my issue. If I'm not wishing death or bodily harm to somebody, I kind of did though on that tweet. Still, I don't see the problem. I just my brain can't comprehend it. Again, I just don't understand that. I'll read the tweet for you people because I'm sure people are wondering, like, what did you tweet? So I tweeted. This goes into the story, by the way, of what I'm talking about. I tweeted that, okay. So if you didn't know, let me tell the story for you. So Tristan Thompson, Khloe Kardashian uploaded, you know, one of them thirst trap pictures. You know, all the Kardashians uploaded them pictures, one of those sexy little hot pictures, you know what I'm talking about. And Lamar Odom said, hottie, and he put fire emoji, hard eyes, heart, and then some more emojis. Says Tristan actually posted some flirty emojis too. But then he replies. This is after, I guess, he's seen Lamar's. Obviously, after he's seen Lamar's. He said, God brought you back the first time. Play if you want different results.
Are you dumb?
Who the fuck worry about Tristan Thompson, bum ass? Anyways, I tweeted Tristan Thompson. I said, bitch, you like Brad from Sex Life. Toxic ass nigga. Don't play with Lamar like that because bro really dunk on you and beat your ass. And I state that's all facts. That's all facts. I don't know why Tristan Thompson trying to play with Lamar Odom like that, but that's not finna go with me, bro. Because Lamar Odom low-key that nigga. Lamar Odom the OG nigga, bro. He was really with Khloe Kardashian first, and he was the OG. Now, he had a drug addiction and all that, so, you know, he got sidelined, a lot of rough stuff going on in his life. But you're not going to play with his body like that, bro. We're not going to play with Lamar Joseph Odom, bro. You're not going to play with him. You're not going to play with him. And I don't fuck with Tristan Thompson because you know why? That nigga has cheated on Khloe Kardashian mad times. And I don't even fuck with Khloe Kardashian like that. But my thing is, you can't cheat on nobody goddamn 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, bro.
What?
That shit don't make no goddamn sense to me. That shit don't make no fucking sense to me, Tristan Thompson. You got the nerve to tweet Lamar talking about play if you want different results. You're not going to put a nigga in the ground, Tristan Thompson. You're not built like that.
What?
You're not built like that. Fuck is you? Who the fuck Tristan Thompson thought he was today? Play if you want different results. You're not gonna do shit, nigga. I don't never trust niggas look like that anyways. I'm not gonna get into detail all the way of what I'm talking about. I'm just gonna say this. When I look at Tristan Thompson, I don't be like, oh, that nigga put fear in somebody's heart. No. You know what I think? I think that nigga pussy. Fuck is a nigga talking about? Play if you want different results. What the fuck?
This is why I get mad.
This nigga not tough. And I ain't saying I am either. But I damn sure not on social media talking about, play if you want different results. No, nigga, you not built like that, Tristan. You built to cheat, and that's it, nigga. Fuck is wrong with you? You ain't built to do nothing else. You not built to even play basketball, damn near, nigga. You suck. That nigga is an awkward body built motherfucker. And he ain't on this motherfucking Instagram app talking shit to Lamar Odom like Lamar Odom didn't fight death and come back. Fuck wrong with the nigga.
This is why I get mad.
You not built like that, Tristan Thompson. Don't disrespect my nigga like that. Because on my mama, if my Twitter was not suspended, I'd be violating you every day, nigga. I've been waiting for this day so I can record so I can violate your bitch ass, you big bum bitch. Fuck you, nigga. I don't disrespect my nigga Lamar Odom like that. My nigga fought death, nigga. Fuck wrong with you? Was he with the hookers? Snoring coke? Sure was, goddammit. That mean he built like that, nigga. He might whoop your ass 1-on-1. Facts, nigga. Basketball, anything else, nigga. And he got a ring with Kobe Bryant. Fuck is you talking about? Tristan Thompson ain't built like that. Nigga shoot weird. Nigga look weird. Nigga is weird. Nigga keep cheating. How you just keep cheating on somebody? I don't understand that part. Look, you cheat on somebody once. Okay. Like, yeah, wrong. Come on, like, get it together. You cheat on somebody. 1, 2, 3, 4. God damn, nigga. It ain't accidental at that point. How you keep cheating on somebody? And I'm trying to figure out why he violating Lamar like that. Are they together? They must be together. They have to be together. And for him to tweet, for him to reply that. So in saying that, I'm like, bro, Khloe got to be the dumbest motherfucker on 2 feet. How you keep taking that nigga back? And he looked like that too. A nigga weird looking to me. I don't know something about him. And I damn sure don't trust niggas. Bro, pause on this. Like, pause, pause, pause. I swing one way, and that's females. So I'm not, but I'm just trying to let niggas know, just in case niggas who don't know me, they're like, oh, just, it don't matter. I'm just trying to let niggas know. I'm just saying, when I look at that nigga lips always look puckered up and like smooth. And I'm like, this nigga weird. Nigga, what the fuck wrong with this nigga? Nigga walk goofy. Look goofy, shoot goofy, everything. Fuck wrong with Tristan Thompson. Fuck. Lamar Odom beat your ass, nigga. Watch your mouth. I'm not taking no disrespect, my nigga Lamar Odom. Because you know why? That nigga almost died fighting addiction. That man done been through it, bro. He really been through it. And if it wasn't for him, there'd be no Tristan Thompson. I'm stating facts. So that's why, if I was Lamar, I'm like, you know what, you bum nigga? If it wasn't for me, it would be no you. Now, I know Lamar didn't treat Khloe the best, but I don't know if he cheated on her or not, but I know damn sure Tristan has. Tristan don't stop cheating. All that nigga know is cheating. What the fuck wrong with that nigga? He need to get some help. He needs psychological help immediately, right now, as soon as possible. And he need the best goddamn psychologist in the goddamn country. Because that nigga keep cheating. I mean, it's like every goddamn month, it's a new story about him cheating. I'm like, bro, what is wrong with you? There's no way your dick getting that hard. Ain't no way in hell. There's no way in fuck. You that horny and your dick getting that hard all the time. You just cheating like that. Fuck. What's wrong with this nigga? All right. Moving on. Look, I told y'all I was here to get business done today, boy. I've been waiting. So I'm violating niggas today. I don't give a fuck what nigga talking about. If I said my phone go off one more time, I'm gonna shut this bitch off for the rest of the day. All right. Check me out. On to a more serious topic. I forgot to cover this earlier. I was gonna cover this at the beginning. Look, I don't care what no one tell me. I don't care what you heard, what you thought you heard, what you read, what you seen, what you believe. I'm telling you 100% facts, in my opinion, 100% facts. The government orchestrated 9/11. You're like wondering, where'd that come from? Why are you talking about this? I watched a documentary on it, 4-hour documentary with intensive research, and no one can tell me otherwise. Those planes weren't planes. They were drones. I know I sound wild. I know that sounds crazy. Those planes were drones. They were being controlled by the CIA, and they got directly smashed into those buildings. You're asking, why do you think that? Because the gentleman who flew the plane and hijacked the plane, they couldn't fly no goddamn commercial jet that fast, 500 miles per hour plus, directly into a building. Not even a trained pilot, veteran pilot, could do so. So what makes you think some random human beings who went to flight school and they couldn't even fly by themselves at flight school, what makes you think they could get on a commercial jet and fly it correctly at 500 miles per hour directly into a building? Someone tell me. I would like to know. I would love to know. I want to know. Love to know. So I don't even want to say Bush did 9/11 because I feel like it's bigger than Bush. I feel like it's just the whole government. I don't even know how to describe it. It's bigger than Bush. Because ironically enough, all the people that were in charge that day were either missing from their post or off that day. That's ironic. Also, guess who was available to defend this country? Nobody. Two fighter jets. Two jets. Two were available that day to defend this country. Because all the other jets were off practicing for war games. I don't even know what the hell. I guess that's just like where they do a simulation or something to practice as if the country is being attacked. They train for it. Huh? That's weird. On the day that's odd. But someone's still gonna look you in your eye and tell you that, oh, that's conspiracy and you crazy. But in my opinion, bro, they tripping. Because I don't have a doubt in my mind that 9/11 was orchestrated by this United States government. Now you may ask, why would they do such a thing? That part I do not know. There's some that say has to do with like other stuff that I can't fully understand because I don't understand politics all the way. But it got something to do with, like, I want to say something about oil in other countries. And some people are even connecting to Saudi Arabia. It's crazy. It really is. Or it's just the plain fact. It's the plain fact that the United States wanted to go to war. And now was the excuse to go to war. Because what does war mean? More money into what? The government. And then guess what? When you have 9/11 happen, you can pass more laws that can just kind of say fuck everyone's privacy because of 9/11. So then they get the excuse to, you know, spy on our phones, spy on our TV screens, watch us like goddamn hawks because of 9/11. Because that's the excuse. Airport security way more crazier than it used to be, obviously. I don't say crazier, way more secure than it used to be. And their excuse is 9/11. So that's just my little, I know everyone probably think I'm wild, but I'm telling you, I put money on it. Them commercial flights were drones. Simple, plain fact. And if anything, the government did that because they wanted to go to war. Also, the way those buildings fell is not how normal buildings would fall. You're asking me, are you some goddamn engineer? I am not. But again, this documentary changed my goddamn perspective. Because they interviewed a lot of scientists, engineers, and such, and everyone's saying, there's no way in hell those buildings fall that way. How the hell does that happen? Building 7. No one wants to talk about Building 7. Building 7 just falls. Nothing hits it. It just fell from fires. Come on, bro. And it collapsed inside like that? Come on, bro. Look, good thing I was only, I think, what, 3 years old in 2001? If I was older, if I was this age in 2001, if that would have happened now, oh my God, what the government going to hear from me? Now, I'm not saying no one else has raised hell about it because there's a lot of conspiracies, obviously, a lot of YouTube documentaries. That's another thing. YouTube has wiped, like, damn near all 9/11 videos off the goddamn platform because they're saying it's like, I don't even hate speech or something. I don't know. I guess they're just saying it's disrespectful towards the family and stuff. People have died wholeheartedly. But I have to say, at the same time, as much as government wants to talk about 9/11 and they want to just, you know, celebrate it and talk about 9/11, it's like the big thing. I mean, it's really like a stamp on American history, 9/11. They sure did treat all the first responders like dog shit when the first responders needed money for healthcare. When all these first responders are dying to this day, are dying from cancer, from the wreckage and the fumes and everything from the building falling, I've not heard any good stories about the government taking care of them. Same thing as our veterans. I don't hear any awesome stories about that. So as much as this country is so weird and like it's kind of contradicting to, you know, America first, America, we treat our veterans great, we treat our first responders great. And then all this stuff is going on too, like protests and everything. It's like we're going to put all of our love and effort into goddamn first responders and our military, army, everything. And then y'all treat the veterans like dog shit. Y'all treat the first responders like dog shit. And I don't know. That don't make sense to me. Don't make sense to me. Because like I said, first responders from 9/11 are still, I believe, to this day. It was like last year, year before. I think it finally got taken care of, but I'm not 100% positive. They were still fighting about this shit because it's called 9/11 cancer. People in New York call it that. I mean, I've been researching this. 9/11 cancer, just think about that. And why are these first responders, like, why is this not being discussed more often? If 9/11 is such a stamp on American history, and 9/11 is such a big deal, which it is, it's a very big deal, that people supposedly, allegedly, I don't believe it, but anyways, came to this country and hijacked commercial flights and flew them into buildings. Like, it's insane. So, in saying that, why not take care of the first responders? Why are we not taking care of everyone else that helped save people from buildings and everyone that's involved from PTSD, from actual medical serious issues? Why? I don't understand. That don't make sense to me. And that makes me think even more that this government has something to do with it, because they like, well, shit, we don't want to cause it anyway, so we don't really give a flying fuck. That's my opinion. That's just me, though. That's just me. I know that was random. I know it was uncalled for and not needed right now because ain't nothing going on with 9/11, but it bothers me. It's been bothering me for years and years, and I've never really thought all the way that the government did it. I thought it was like a little joke, funny, push to 9/11, blah, blah. But then I watched the documentary, and I said, hold the fuck on. Hold the fuck on. Also, I'm going to keep going. So you got the owners of the building, the owner of the building. He didn't show up to work that day. None of his family members showed up to work that day. On top of that, he put terrorist insurance on the buildings like a couple months before. That's ironic. I mean, what else? I can go down the line of shit that just don't make sense. And also, how the hell did they find out who hijacked the plane so fast? Supposedly, it's like the passports fell from the planes and was on the ground or some shit. And I read that shit and I was like, there's no way they said that. And the thing that gets me, I'm it after this, done. I want everyone that thinks I'm probably crazy right now to answer this question for me. How the hell do you make a phone call on an airplane? I'll wait. In 2001. That's not happening. There's no way in hell you're making a phone call in 2001 on an airplane. Sorry, buddy. Don't believe it. No way that's possible. There's no way. You were making a phone call.
Are you dumb?
What?
There's no way.
What?
You making.
What?
A phone call.
What?
In 2001.
What?
On a plane. No way. And I cannot believe motherfuckers just letting them get away with it. Just like Ronald Reagan, bum ass. Excuse me. Sorry. I know he may be passed away. I don't even know. I don't keep up with his ass now. But that nigga and the fucking crack. Never mind. Let me not. Not right now. Moving on to something else. Well, I'm here today, as I've done the last few episodes on by myself, to just violate Joe Budden again. There's a lot of rage this episode. Not rage. I'm having fun. Don't. I want everyone to understand. I'm never actually mad or nothing. I'm never actually mad during these podcasts. I may seem mad, but I'm not actually mad. All the cussing and yelling and stuff. It's just, you know, it's entertainment. I care about the things to an extent. But this is the things that I go through daily. Like, I just be thinking these shits like, what the fuck? And then I got to wait until record to talk about it and shit. So, yeah, it just kind of builds up. And then it kind of come off like I'm mad. But I'm not mad. All right, anyways. Oh, I might get mad during this bullshit, though. All right. Joe Budden, bum ass. I'm here today. Boy, I can't wait. Joe Budden, your ass when it get. All right. Don't really matter what was tweeted before this. Someone said, nah, you definitely changed. This is on Twitter. They tweeted Joe Budden. Nah, you definitely changed. Switched up on day ones. Went against everything you've been standing on the last 3 years at least. Sad to see it. This is Joe Budden's reply. You mean I put everybody on, create a path to eight-figure success, took on any corporation that got in the way, hired black men and women, gave everybody raises when licensing deals ended, and kept everyone employed during a global pandemic independently? I'm sure that's what you meant. No, Joe Budden.
So shut up, bitch. So shut up, bitch. So shut up, bitch. So shut up, bitch.
That's not what the fuck they meant, Joe Budden.
No, Joe Budden.
That's not what the fuck they meant, Joe Budden.
No, Joe Budden. Joe Budden.
This is why I get mad.
That's not what they meant, Joe Budden. They meant your bum ass is going to go down in history as the one nigga to fuck everything up, Joe Budden.
No, Joe Budden.
That's
no
what
Budden.
They mean, Joe
this
Budden.
This is why I get mad.
So shut up, bitch.
That's what they mean, Joe Budden. That means you done been fucking shit up for a while, Joe Budden. You going to go down in history as the number one nigga in the motherfucking world to be fucking shit up for themselves. You are the king of self-destruction, the king of narcissism, and the king of being a straight-up dumbass. And then on top of that, you always want to use this little, oh, people care about mental health and then they attack people online. Shut the fuck up, nigga. I'm attacking you because you a dumbass. You a bum-ass nigga, and you ain't got the fucking right to talk about mental health. You ain't got the fucking right, nigga. I don't give a fuck what you be saying. He be, the therapist says, shut the fuck up. The therapist says, you got fucking problems. I don't know what therapist this nigga go see, but Jesus. Then he got multiple therapists. That shows something.
No, Joe Biden. Joe Biden.
I don't know what this nigga problem is. You not Charlamagne the God. You ain't no Howard Stern. You ain't no Wendy Williams. Shit, you ain't even DJ Academics, bum nigga. Sorry, that Joe Pack got me lit up. That Joe Pack before I started recording got my chest fucking up. Anyways, Joe Budden, I'm going to violate you anytime I get a goddamn chance because you fucked up the best fucking podcast ever.
No, Joe Budden. Joe Budden.
What?
You fucked up the best podcast ever, Joe Budden.
What?
You a fucking bum, Joe Budden.
What?
You ain't Charlamagne the God.
What?
You ain't Howard Stern.
What?
Shit. Like I said, I don't even think you DJ Academics.
What?
I think DJ Academics gonna make it further than your bum
this
ass.
This is why I get mad!
Because you piss me the fuck off. Why are you always acting like you done did something? You know, and also, Royce the 5'9 need to shut the fuck up. Nigga talking about Joe was the first nigga on Patreon. I know the fuck he was. He was the last nigga on fucking Patreon. Who the fuck? Who the fuck? Head of creator equity. Nigga, when? Where? I ain't seen you do a goddamn thing. I seen you sexually harass women and fire your two co-hosts live. Huh? Fuck? Makes no sense to me. That makes no sense to me. Then you drop that bullshit podcast now. What? Ice and Ish bum ass. Well, I got to hear Ish say, Joker's this, Joker's that. Shut the fuck up, nigga.
Nigga, I'm here to double down. That shit is a two-pack of ass. The fuck are you talking about? That shit stinks.
That shit's fucking horrible. Every time I listen to the podcast, I'm like, this shit ain't the same. No matter how much they try, this shit is horrible. And all you hear in the episodes is, because you know why? It's Park swallowing Joe dick. Swallowing Joe Dan.
New Joe Biden.
I hear that nigga dick just back his fucking esophagus, fucking his throat. Grown ass 6 foot man finna get married, getting his throat fucked by Joe Biden because he ain't got no balls and no integrity. Bum ass nigga. Man, fuck Joe Biden. Fuck Parks. And I ain't got no smoke for Ice and Ish, but I do low key got smoke for Ish because if I hear the fucking word Jokers come out his mouth again, I might fucking jump off a cliff. That nigga's fucking horrible. For saying that dumb shit. And if people don't understand what I'm saying, I say nigga or dude, bro, or something. He says jokers and referencing people. What the fuck? Shit, Urky's fuck. Shit, dumb.
Are you dumb?
Shit, goofy. I'm on your ass, Joe Budden. Look, I want you to know, no matter how much you try, you will never be Charlamagne Tha God. You will never be a Joe Rogan. You will never be a Howard Stern. DJ Academic's gonna surpass you in this media game. He low-key already has. He been independent from the jump. And you know what? He may not be respected, but shit, you ain't respected in my opinion. Who the fuck respects Joe Budden and why would they do it? That nigga's a fucking dumbass. How you ruin Everyday Struggle, then you ruin your own goddamn podcast, and then try to still act like you did something successful? You ain't did shit. Excuse me. Joe Budden's 30 for 30 is going to be the best 30 for 30 ever when they make that documentary about that nigga. Not one that he produces and directs by himself. One someone else does independently. It's going to be amazing because it's going to dissect and it's going to break down how Joe Budden had a failed rap career and then was on the fucking top and was on the way to do something in media. And guess what happened? Nigga plummeted. Nigga took his videos off YouTube, down fucking Facebook. What the fuck?
New Joe Biden.
Are you dumb?
So shut up, bitch.
Nigga, I'm here to double down. That shit is a two-pack of ass. The fuck are you talking about? That shit stinks.
Nigga, your podcast suck, nigga. Wednesday and Saturday, that shit ass,
nigga. I'm here to double down, nigga.
Two-pack of ass. Fuck you talking about, Joe Biden?
The fuck are you talking about?
That shit stinks, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? I'm done, bro. I'm wrapping this motherfucking episode up because this nigga Joe Budden be pissing me off. It's like every week he got some shit to say on Twitter. Nigga, where your kid at, nigga? Go do something. Nigga talking about Patreon. Patreon is. Episode's better on Patreon. Yeah, because you know why? That's the only thing you can do now, nigga, is be on Patreon. Ain't nobody watching this shit on YouTube. Niggas is fucking Rory and Maul, not your bum ass, nigga. We done fucking with you, Joe Budden, because you a bum bitch. Nigga smoking Newport cigarettes and riding scooters and shit like he goddamn 20-year-old. Nigga, you fucking 40-something. Fuck is you talking about? Nigga at the fair by himself. Nigga at the fair by himself, goddamn on Instagram Live. Yeah, nigga, I know you bored. I'd be bored if I was you too, nigga. Because you know why? You a bum, mad, angry, old man. Narcissistic ass nigga. I don't give a fuck how much views I got, how much subscribers I got. I don't give a fuck what the fuck happens to me. You know why? Because I know this. I'm not gonna be an egotistical asshole like you and fire, if I were to have co-hosts, fire my co-hosts on air and ruin the two best things that I had going for me, Everyday Struggle and my goddamn podcast. I would never do that. Never. Ever. Knock on wood. Alright, I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. I am Alexander Taylor. I am ending this episode before I just go on another rant. I'm sorry, this episode kind of hot, boy. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it's content. You know, no more. I'm talking about, like I said, nobody get on this mic better than me. Why I really be on this whole talking that shit? I ain't gonna tell. But anyways, yeah, I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. The Alexander Taylor Show on Instagram and Alexander Taylor Show on TikTok, and that's about it. I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. I'm out.